Good morning. It's Wednesday, December 17, 2008. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon's solidarity. Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. They can lock us out, they can lock us up, we cannot give in. No more lies, no compromise, we'll battle till we win. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they talk flexibility,
war on the workers.
Every working stiff can see.
War on the workers.
Now when they poison your water,
war on the workers.
Don't go like lambs to the slaughter.
War on the workers.
And when they foul up the air,
war on the workers.
You gotta show that you care.
War on the workers.
When they talk WTO,
war on the workers.
You best be screaming hell no.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war. Education, it's a war on child labor protection, it's a war on the 8-hour day, it's a war on occupational health and safety, it's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
Okay, about time we started calling the shots. That's Ann Feeney singing War on the Workers, like she does on every edition of the Brain Labor Report. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
Yeah, Ann Feeney's got it right. There is a war on the workers, and this is the Brain Labor Report. Monday through Friday, out of Ashland, Oregon. You can hear us live on the air here, 94.9 FM. That's KSKQ, our low-power FM radio station. We're a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. You can hear us anywhere on the planet via the Internet, www.kskq.org. And the Brain Labor Report comes to you Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time. We talk about the struggles of ordinary working people. That's right, it's a labor show on the radio. And we talk about all kinds of progressive issues, and we like to make the connections, connect the dots between progressive issues and working people. To give you an example of what I mean, foreclosures are happening. Well, does that have anything to do with working people? You better believe it does. Working people live in houses, and when they lose their houses, it's a war on the workers, and that's the kind of connection we like to make on the Brain Labor Report. Okay, always near the top of our half-hour show, we bring you the Workers' Independent News. 3 minutes of cutting-edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin, and our friends do a great job with this. This is not heard anywhere in all of Southern Oregon, except right here on KSKQ. So, for Wednesday, and what date is it? 17th. 17th of December. Here's the Workers' Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Any day now, the Obama administration is expected to announce his choice for Labor Secretary. Jesse Russell reports.
One of the big questions still hanging over the incoming Obama administration is who will the president-elect appoint as Labor Secretary. Many names have been floated about, including former Teachers Union President Ed McElroy and former Representative Dick Gephardt. Kim Bobo, author of the new book Wage Theft in America and Executive Director of Interfaith Worker Justice, suggests they look for someone like FDR's Labor Secretary, Frances Perkins.
She came to Washington to support FDR, to serve God, and to serve working men and women. We need somebody with that kind of passion and experience in fighting for working men and women. And I think, frankly, any of the names that I'm hearing being proposed, any of them would be terrific.
Perkins served as the Labor Secretary for 12 years and was the first woman to be appointed to a cabinet position. Perkins is often credited for being a leader in the establishment of the Social Security Act. She also led the charge to reduce the work week for women to 48 hours and helped write minimum wage laws into the New Deal.
Detroit 3 auto workers are still waiting for outgoing President Bush to make a decision on extending loans to the industry. The Bush White House says it's working expeditiously and all options are on the table to try to provide assistance to the domestic auto industry. U.S. Senator Carl Levin says he expects GM will get $8 billion and Chrysler $7 billion under the Bush plan. The plunge in consumer prices in November is the largest in 61 years. Deflation is here, and it's not any better than inflation. While paying lower prices for goods and services feels good for strapped working families, if that trend continues, it could make our general economic recession worse. That's because when deflation erodes prices, companies get less revenue, which often leads to more layoffs. Prices fell in November by 1.7%. That's the most in a single month since February of 1947. At the Associated Press, reporters and photographers are withholding their bylines to protest management's posture in collective bargaining talks. The News Media Guild says management at AP is trying to impose huge medical costs on journalists while threatening job security. The union says current management proposals on the table would freeze wages. The guild says it wants to preserve the maximum number of quality journalism jobs that are compensated fairly. Jesse Russell has today's economic report.
We know how the United States is faring economically, but what about the world as a whole? According to an article by the Associated Press, the International Monetary Fund says the world is battling the worst financial crisis in 70 years. According to the IMF's World Economic Outlook, the economies of developed countries dropped by 0.3% in October. It is the first worldwide contraction since World War II.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. Going to report a little bit of news for you this morning. And the City of Ashland, their Ashland City Council meeting last evening, the 16th of December, passed a resolution for a sweatshop-free procurement policy. Boy, that's a mouthful. What the heck's that all about? Talking about the uniforms and the garments that employees, I guess there was about 260 employees for the City of Ashland, you know, they spend $80,000 per year on uniforms and garments. I guess that would include, oh, firefighters' turnouts, the big gear that they wear, which includes suspenders, right, and a turnout coat and pants. Those are called turnouts, or the uniforms that firemen wear underneath those turnouts when you normally just see them around the fire station. Those uniforms. We're talking about the policemen and their uniforms. We're talking about Parks and Rec for the City of Ashland. They wear T-shirts in the summertime. All of those garments, all of those uniforms, about $80,000 a year is spent by the City of Ashland. Okay, the resolution that passed last evening, this is big news, will move them. It also sets in place now, in fact, it requires staff to come up with a policy, a procurement policy within the next 6 months to make sure that those garments are made in factories where workers' rights are respected. No forced labor, no child labor. You know, you get paid for overtime. And there's a whole list of things which we know as problems with, what do we call them? Sweatshops. Absolutely. I mean, exposures to hazardous toxic substances. No right of association. That right to collectively bargain and have a union. Some of the environmental conditions. The discrimination. The harassment, retaliation. I mean, it goes on and on. Lack of building and fire codes, poverty wages, and health and safety concerns. All those kinds of things, or maybe just one of them, make up what we call sweatshops. By the way, the global garment industry, almost all of it these days is made in sweatshops. It's important for people to understand whatever you're wearing right now. It's early in the morning. That includes your pajamas are probably made in a sweatshop. Now, the label might even be a company that you recognize in this country, but the company gets their stuff made somewhere, and oftentimes it is in Bangladesh, or it's in Mexico, or China, or the Dominican Republic, or Guatemala, one of these countries where the actual on-the-ground conditions are what we call sweatshops. Okay, this is an important resolution that passed. Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice took this to the city of Ashland, and worked on it for months and months and months, and finally, last evening, got a hearing, and unanimously, the city of Ashland said, yep, we're going to be cutting edge. We're going to do what Portland did, and I think we're the second city in Oregon to move down the road, the sweat-free procurement road. So that's exciting news. You hear it here first on the Brain Labor Report. Today we don't have a guest. We're going to play some more labor songs. We're going to talk more about the sweat-free procurement policy. We're going to talk about what's going to be on Rogue Valley Community Television tonight. But first, let's play some music. David Rovics, After the Revolution. Here we go.
Was a time I'll always remember. I could never forget how reality came down around us like some Western movie set. When the dust all settled, the sun shone so bright, and a great calm took over us like it was all gonna be alright. That's how it felt to be alive after the revolution. From Groton to Tacoma, on many a factory floor, the workers talked of solidarity and refused to build weapons of war. No more will we make missiles, we're gonna do something different. And for the first time, their children were proud of their parents. Somewhere in Gaza, a little boy smiled and cried. After the revolution, prison doors swung open, mothers hugged their sons. The Liberty Bell was ringing when the cops put down their guns. A million innocent people lit up in the springtime air, and Mumy and Leonard and Sarah Jane Olson took a walk in Tompkins Square. And they talked about what they do now after the revolution. Debts were all forgiven in all the neo-colonies. Soldiers left their babies with every sovereign state. All the terrorist groups disbanded with no empire left to hate. And they all started planting olive trees after the revolution. George Bush and Henry Kissinger were sent off to the world court. Their plans for global domination were preemptively cut short. Their weapons of mass destruction were inspected and destroyed. Battleships dismantled, never again to be deployed. And the world breathed a sigh of relief after the revolution. Solar panels were on the rooftops, trains upon the track. Organic food was in the markets, no GMOs upon the rack. And all the billionaires had to learn how to share. Bill Gates was told to quit his whining when he said it wasn't fair. And his mansion became a collective farm after the revolution. All the political poets couldn't think of what to say, so they all decided to live life for today. I spent a few years catching up with all my friends and lovers, sleeping till 11 home beneath the covers. And I learned how to play the accordion after the revolution.
After the revolution, Mr. David Rovics. And David Rovics lives in Portland, Oregon now. Hope to get him down here one of these days again. Okay, I want to go back to the Yahoo confetti. I'm telling you, it's exciting. We did pass this resolution last evening. The city council did unanimously a resolution for a sweatshop-free procurement policy. Okay, I'm going to read the three provisions. By the way, there's a couple of word changes. I made some notes in the city council last evening on these changes. Do not take these verbatim. There may be a little bit of difference, but this is the general idea. Okay, three sections. It's short and sweet. Now, this is the therefores. If you understand these resolutions, you got a whereas, and then a couple of therefores. And this is only the therefores part. Okay? That's where the rubber meets the road on a resolution. It's the therefore parts. Okay, section number one. The city council wishes to create and implement a detailed, sweat-free uniform and garment procurement policy. Section number two. As a first step, current uniform and clothing suppliers will be asked to disclose factory name and location information to Ashland's purchasing agent, effective immediately. For upcoming contracts, bidders must disclose supplier factory names and locations will qualify. And then section three is about the city shall support the creation of the state and local government sweat-free consortium to collaborate with other public agencies to share information and cost of independent monitoring of working conditions in supplier factories. The city intends to become a member of this consortium after it is created. One other provision, and that is city staff by this resolution is directed within 6 months to come up with the program, to develop the policies and procedures to implement this resolution. So that would then be an ordinance. Oftentimes that's the form it takes, is you pass a resolution, then you come up with the implementation, the policies and procedures. That oftentimes is called an ordinance. So there you have it right here. And I got another song on this very theme. It's called Maquiadoras, and Ann Feeney sings it. Let's listen to it right now. Here we go.
South of the border, in the loving town, they used to sing corridos by the Rio Grande, and every singer told of his adventures bold, back in the times when Pancho Villa and Zapata rolled. South of the border, how the times have changed, Maquiladora plants along the Rio Grande, and the song they sing is just a money thing that will leave you in the morning without anything. Your lover is a gringo from a northern land. He will promise you like he promised me. All he'll ever give you is a one-night stand. See how he's treated me. South of the border, like the peso shine, the flowers come to bloom beside the Rio Grande. They find a job that pays below the living wage. They'll wither in the sun before they come of age. South of the border, it's like Love Canal. Maquiladora plants pollute the Rio Grande, and their own care is for the prophets there. You will soon be like their other lovers everywhere. Your lover is a gringo from a northern land. He will promise you like he promised me. All he'll ever give you is a one-night stand. See how he's treated me. South of the border, in the loving town, they used to sing corridos by the Rio Grande, and every singer told of his adventures bold, back in the times when Pancho Villa and Zapata rolled. Your lover is a gringo from a northern land. He will promise you like he promised me. All he'll ever give you is a one-night stand. See how he's treated me.
Okay, Maquiadoras, Ann Feeney, and as we talk about the new sweatshop free procurement, what do we call it? Passed last night, a resolution by the city of Ashland. That's a big deal, and we're proud to bring that news to you. Let me see what else to tell you about. Here's some more news. Okay, Rogue Valley Community Television. That's our Access TV channel. We have multiple channels here in Southern Oregon. You could have watched that city council meeting on the government channel last evening, and that's channel 14. Also, you could have seen it on channel 9. RVTV has all kinds of channels. Our favorite is channel 15. That's the community access channel. That's where you, anybody, can become a producer and make their own TV. We're going to show tonight on Rogue Valley Community Television's Channel 15 at 6 o'clock, Broken Levees and Broken Lives. That's just over 8 minutes, 8 minutes and 22 seconds long. That is a wonderful video about the horrible conditions down in New Orleans, okay? Down there since Katrina, you may not know that they had a huge, the largest public hospital in all of Louisiana there in New Orleans. That could have been opened up. Had a little mud in the basement. That was it. They have not opened it back up, and they've come in and built a fancy new private for-profit hospital, and 65% of the people don't have insurance in New Orleans. So this is a great example, or a horrible example, the greedy corporate mentality of our healthcare system, a broken healthcare system in this country. Watch tonight. Broken levees, broken lives. Colette Washington, what a great videographer, super voice she is, who put this together. 8 minutes long. Watch it tonight, 6 o'clock, Channel 15. That's available in both Jackson and Josephine County. Both counties, all you got to do is have cable television. So one more time, Broken Levees, Broken Lives, 6 p.m. this evening, Channel 15, Jackson and Josephine Counties. We invite you to check that out. Okay, one more thing. Tomorrow's guest on the Brain Labor Report, we're going to be talking over the phone. He's a local, born and raised in the Rogue Valley, Skip Bessonet. And he does country music. He locally ran, mentioned RVTV, Rogue Valley Community Television. Skip's an engineer over there. I ran into him the other day, found out that he makes music, longtime Rogue Valley, born and raised here, resident here. And by gosh, we're going to highlight his cowboy music tomorrow, of all things, on the Brain Labor Report. So Skip Bessonet, put that in your pipe and smoke it for tomorrow. Okay, Brain Labor Report is winding her down. We're going to come up with a song to go out with. As soon as I can open this up. Ann Feeney starts off every single edition of the Brain Labor Report with The War on the Workers. We just heard her sing Maquiadoras. And off this very same, how much time we got left? Okay, we can do this. The Internationale. That's number 16, and that's off her CD, Have You Been to Jail for Justice? Let me get it in and cue it up, and we'll play it next as we go out of here. Brain Labor Report will be back again tomorrow. We already told you our guest, Skip Bessonet. So with that, we're out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye. Be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Arise, ye prisoners of starvation, arise, ye wretched of the earth. For justice and its condemnation, a better world's in birth. No more tradition chains the line that the rising slaves, no more in thrall. Foundation, we have been God, we shall be called. Till the final conflict, then he stands in place. The international working class shall free the human race. Till the final from their judgment hall. We worship that not for their favors, let us work and hope for all. To make the beast his fortune duty, to free the spirit from itself. We must ourselves decide our duty, we must decide.